From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Haiti's government says 50,000 bodies have been recovered so far, and the eventual death toll from the earthquake there is expected to be at least double that number. The State Department says at least 15 Americans were killed. President Obama has asked former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to head up private fundraising efforts in the U.S. Mr. Clinton says he's glad to help.
The United States has been there from the beginning. The military has been great. The response by the State Department and AID has been great. I just can't say enough about it. And the people in Haiti know it, and I'm grateful.
And former President Bush had some advice for Americans who want to help.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
The fundraising effort has a website, www.clintonbushhaitifund.org. Relief supplies are arriving at the airport in Port-au-Prince, but getting the food and water from the airport to the hundreds of thousands of earthquake survivors is proving to be a daunting task, as NPR's Tom Bullock reports.
Food, water, and other supplies are hard to come by for many here, and there are reports some desperate Haitians have turned violent. Reuters reports hundreds of men, some armed with knives and ice picks, fought for goods in a central commercial street in the capital. But some international aid is getting through. One NPR staff member witnessed a U.S. military helicopter dropping boxes of bottled water near the port. Roughly 100 Haitians quickly swarmed the site. The helicopter lifted off as fights over the water broke out. Search and rescue efforts are also continuing here, and they continue to locate survivors trapped under the rubble. And Port-au-Prince's main hospital is again open, but there are critical shortages of medical supplies. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The head of an organization called Yele Haiti is defending the group against charges of financial mismanagement. The small nonprofit came under scrutiny after its founder, Haitian-born rapper Wyclef Jean, started an internet campaign that's brought in millions of dollars in pledges since the earthquake. NPR's Neda Ulubi has more.
Until now, Yele Haiti's annual budget was around $2 million. Since Tuesday, it's received almost that much in text donations alone. The organization grants monies to schools and cultural and environmental groups, and it flew under the radar until the website The Smoking Gun posted IRS documents it said proved serious financial mismanagement. Yele Haiti's president, Hugh Locke, told NPR the organization's only mistake was neglecting to file taxes.
From my perspective, which is a biased one, there wasn't anything that was done wrongly, it just wasn't done on time.
Locke said the group was focused on services in Haiti and let housekeeping slide at home. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
One person was killed when a small boat packed with illegal immigrants capsized off San Diego today. Five people were injured. This is NPR News from Washington. Diplomats from the United States and five other major powers met in New York today to discuss possible additional sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program. Russia's deputy foreign minister says no decisions were made, but China reportedly made it clear that it does not favor tougher sanctions for now. China sent a lower-level diplomat to the session, which irked representatives of some of the Western nations present. 2,000 police reinforcements are being sent to the Mexican border city of Juarez to try to stem the violence there. James Bleers has the story.
Mexican officials say the 2,000 federal police officers will bolster 6,000 troops already in Juarez. They're helping its beleaguered local police force. The city of 1.8 million people within walking distance of El Paso, Texas, is suffering a constant wave of killings. More than 2,500 people were murdered there last year, making it Mexico's most dangerous city. Rival drug cartels are fighting for supremacy to command multi-million dollar drug routes into the nearby United States. In the 3 years since Felipe Calderon became president of Mexico, more than 15,000 people have died nationwide in its ongoing drug war. Government officials and experts concede the violence, which is at an all-time high, has yet to peak. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A busy terminal at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport was evacuated today after a passenger opened a restricted door, setting off an alarm. The incident caused delays in dozens of flights because passengers had to be rescreened. There was a similar incident earlier this month at another New York area airport. A man caused a breach in security at Newark Airport, causing numerous delays. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.